Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So about a year and a half ago, I had talked about how marijuana is being laced with fentanyl. And while the drug overdose deaths were rising, CDC had said many of these cases were fueled by fentanyl. And it wasn't that everybody was looking for fentanyl and taking fentanyl. It's that they could be consuming something that they aren't aware that actually had the deadly narcotic. And as we know, fentanyl can be hundreds of times more stronger than morphine, 30 to 50 times more powerful than heroin. And law enforcement at the time had seized fentanyl-laced heroin, prescription drugs, and marijuana. Connecticut health officials back in 2021 had reported at least 39 narcotic overdose cases, the majority of whom thought they were only smoking marijuana. In recent years, reports out of London and Ontario would warn residents about marijuana laced with fentanyl. Over the years, multiple reports have surfaced by law enforcement. St. Louis, Michigan, Salt Lake City, Cincinnati, New York, Florida, Washington, Georgia, Vermont. But fascinatingly, I was reading articles saying that that's not true. That there had been no cases of fentanyl laced marijuana overdoses. And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? We have police reporting it. I cited all my sources in every single city. And I would read that these articles said, those are not founded, ill-founded, misinformation. Well, no. A Washington doctor is, again, and here we are a year and a half later, still talking about this, and people are saying, look, marijuana is being laced with fentanyl. Dr. Michael Wesinger, a staff psychiatrist at Washington University Medicine, told KTVI Fox 2 on Sunday, in my clinical practice and among some of my peers, we're seeing more kids reporting they thought they were just smoking marijuana when drug screens show fentanyl. Wesinger said the concern of fentanyl-laced marijuana is a recent phenomenon. Police have claimed to find marijuana laced with fentanyl in Alabama, Illinois, Louisiana, and New York. Wesinger noted that marijuana has significantly increased in potency in the recent decades, and fentanyl lacings, whether done intentionally or accidentally by dealers, could worsen concerns. So I know there's been a lot of asking, why would a drug dealer who can sell the product, why would they add a bonus to a product that they're not, that they're making less money on? You could sell weed cheaper than fentanyl. Why would they then give somebody an extra bonus to it? Well, there's a few reasons. One is, if somebody really feels good after that weed, they're going to buy it from that supplier. How many of you notice you like one espresso martini in one restaurant than another? You're going to be like, they do it better over there. So then that's where you're going to order it from. So it's all same thing with cars, same thing with food. You will go to where you think you get better value. And if they could put a touch of something to make their marijuana more likable, they'll do it. Number two is, that could make the marijuana more addictive. And so with supply and demand, you need to, in order to raise price of your supply, increase demand. How do you increase demand? By making people more dependent and in need of your product. Marijuana is addictive enough, But fentanyl gets you addicted faster. Number three is, as Fox News had reported, it could be accidental. Most of these drug manufacturing plants or laboratories are not following OSHA standards and not having OSHA come in like we did with our medical office saying, hey, can you just double check everything? CLIA, can you come in, make sure we're doing everything by the book? We want to make sure patient safety is first, and we also want to make sure we don't get in trouble or fined. Make sure we're doing everything by the book, which I suggest for anybody to do, health inspector, because not only do you want to ensure customer safety and employee safety, but also when people quit or leave or somebody's mad, they'll immediately go to these agencies to try to get you shut down. When they come in and go, no, I actually was just here on their request. They're doing everything by the book. It does protect you. So if you think that the average lab or meth lab or marijuana plant is making sure that there's no cross-contamination, when they're packaging on the table, you've got another thing coming. Especially when they're rushing to get things done and then move before they get raided. And so, sadly, what people are using can be dangerous. You know, one of the reasons why parents were actually for legalized marijuana is they didn't want their child getting it off the street that could have fentanyl in it or something else. And so if they think it's regulated and the government is all up into the retroperitoneum of these marijuana stores and companies, then at least they can feel a sense of they're just getting marijuana and not something else. It's a scary time. We're seeing schizophrenia rise in men aged 21 to 30. They say 30% of those cases could have been caused by marijuana. And because marijuana is not like the way it was in the 60s, and it's becoming more and more potent, the Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, or the THC, is increasing. We found some products increase up to 200%. And whereas it used to be maybe 10 or 20% of the product, in some, it's 90%. So we're overdosing, and we're becoming very dependent, and we're also becoming duped. Please be careful. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of our listeners is in the dating scene. He's middle-aged. And he wants to know how to avoid getting catfished. So I hope I'm defining catfish right. How I look at being catfished is where you think you are about to date, let's say, Margot Robbie. And instead, they don't look like Margot Robbie. But they advertise themselves as being that way. So, you know, I've never dated online. I've never dated meeting somebody online. I've been very fortunate to still be married to my husband 26, going on 27 years. I don't know how he puts up with me. If he ever left me, I would be right there with you guys. And I would be a little nervous, meeting people online. But a lot of individuals do. I've had many family members and friends who found their betrothed online. That's just the way people are meeting. You know, you used to meet people in a bar. Now it's different. You're able to in the privacy of your home and not necessarily, you know, in a bar setting, being able to talk to somebody, try and have a relationship with them, and then meet them for coffee and then meet them for lunch or meet them for dinner. So it is a fascinating way, but unfortunately the way people image themselves and picture themselves and filter and pose, it's very difficult to find a person's weight, a person's looks, person's personality even. I mean, do I ever post? Well, I do. Like, if I'm grumpy about something, I'll be smart alecky and bitchy, and I will. But does the average person ever post, you know, I just want to rip somebody's head off? Some do, but, you know, or are they, you know what? I'm just taking every day with a grain of salt, and I'm just so blessed, and I'm so happy. You know, so you're going to get catfished oftentimes, not because they want to fool you, but they're going to market themselves the best way possible. Am I going to put a picture of me before I shave my legs? And I know if I have a picture, my legs are going to be shaved. Yeah, and so I think anybody who has ever gone on a date with somebody and then eventually taken it to that level, it's been for centuries the joke that people are catfished. You know, you think your partner will never burp or fart or stink, or say they have a headache, and then you find out, no, okay, they're not the way we were when we were dating. I can't tell you how many of my friends have said, look, you know, I love my wife, but she doesn't do anything that we did when we were dating. We don't even have that type of sex anymore. Well, because she's got you now. and you have a couple kids. She's probably not going to have sex with you in a department store. Or in a park when there's cameras. She has a different role now. She's a mom. So it's not that you were catfished. It's just people go through different stages. So if you're dating, what do? Well, I always suggest, and because I'm in the media, it's fascinating. So when I send somebody my headshot, they always ask for a full body shot. Dressed, of course. And it's because they know that these headshots are at an angle, they know, and they want to know, well, let's see your full body. Well, I don't mind. I could show them standing. I mean, I'm definitely not bikini body, but I'll then send that. And, you know, it definitely looks a lot different than the way I could look in a picture. Yeah, so sometimes you could say, show me what outfit you're wearing. Be dressed. You know, but I want to see what outfit you're wearing. Send me a picture. And then, you know, they're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Well, they might be, you know, hiding some weight, which is totally fine. I mean, listen, the average person you marry will gain weight. But another thing I recommend that people do is ask for a video call. When you get a video and get dressed, and when you ask them for this, all right, don't sound creepy. Say, let's talk on video. You know, I want to see you and talk to you. It'll be more fun. I want you to see me and I can show you my pet. You know, or my pet's in the background. That is very inviting. These video calls allow you to see sometimes, how they live, if there's a spouse at home. If somebody says they do not want to do a video call, that could raise some red flags. But if they do want to do a video call, and you don't have to say, show me around, just say, what's in your refrigerator? What are you cooking right now? Show me what you're eating. This is what I mean. You know, you could get a little bit more information from them and the video call. I don't think you should date anybody without having had a video call. I just think you'll get a better idea of what they look like, a better idea of... I think it's horrible when people stand people up because they come to the restaurant or they come to the coffee house, they see them, and they go, oh, hell no. And then they walk away. Do a video call. Now, I get you don't want that because that's a little intrusive for you. You don't necessarily have to do it in your house. You know, you could be in the park, and you could, you know, if you're like, oh, look, the house is a mess, but here's my puppy, here's my... You know, but if you're trying to see if this person is real and you want to get an idea of how they look, then you could ask for a video call. I think that's fine. And then there's a lot of other red flags, such as the, you know, when somebody is really vague on... I understand that when you're meeting somebody new, you're not going to want to tell them your address. You're not going to want to tell them everything about you. I get that. Because you want to protect yourself. But if you are, well, I work for this firm, or I work as a, you know, whatever, I do this, kind of, and they just seem to be very, it just seems to make sense. But if, like, oh, you know, I just do odd jobs, or I'm, when they're vague, they're hiding something. Now, mind you, we all hide things. I mean, how many, remember we talked about how people will hide their crazy, right, from their, huh? Okay, I talk to my pets, I sing to my pets, and I speak in an accent sometimes, because my father had an accent. And so even though English was my dominant language, I will, and so it took a while for my husband to go, you have an accent. I go, no, I don't, it just sometimes it comes out. And that was weird, because when I talk to the kids or my pets, the accent comes out. Or when I get mad. When I get mad, the accent comes out. But when I'm just talking, so it was like, were you a spy? No, it's just, sometimes it happens. It just does. I just, you know, when you grow up with two dialects in the family, it goes back and forth. So that might seem odd. It is odd, but I don't mind that. Because I always talk to my little baby kitty cat like this, because they're a little kitty cat. But look, we always talk with accents, I think. I think we always go, you know, coochie-coochie-coo. I think we all, but I just necessarily, I will have a distinct accent. And then if I'm talking to somebody from the South, I just can't get rid of it. I will just continue that. I got patients in Alabama, Mississippi, and then I'll just talk like that for the next remaining 2-3 hours of the day until finally I realize I'm not supposed to be talking like that with that accent and get rid of it. And so it'll just come on. And you know, that's not something I really want to convey my first date. I don't want to tell them that if I eat hummus, I get gas. Now, I do. I mean, anybody who listens to the show will know that, so don't serve me hummus. Don't bring... I go to a friend's house, and he always has hummus. And I'm like, no, I don't want... You know, that means I'll have to leave in 2.5 hours because I want to make it home to go potty. Now, just go to the bathroom. No, I don't want it. I don't want to get gas at your house. So those are things that might not always... But then you have some individuals that are just very open, and that might put you at ease. But if they're too open, where they're giving you more than you've asked for, that could also mean they're hiding something. So if they come in and they're dating you and they're like, oh, by the way, this is where I live, this is what I do, I just want everything out there on the table, and this is me. Okay, that's nice, but, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. And so always also look up who you're meeting. Most people have a digital fingerprint. If somebody you are about to meet on a date doesn't, that could be interesting. Now, mind you, a lot of people are off social media. That's not a red flag to me. I get that. But there should be something at their work that posted them, or their LinkedIn or something. 1-877, Dr. Lee.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Pessimism from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling talks going on at the staff level. He says there needs to be a deal to raise the ceiling by this weekend in order to have time to get it through Congress. Congressional leaders are scheduled to meet again with the president tomorrow at the White House. The number of people trying to cross the southern border since the expiration of Title 42 continues to drop, according to the Border Patrol. But Homeland Security officials say it's too soon to tell if the expected surge has peaked. Ukrainian President Zelensky's European tour continued today in the UK, where he met with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Britain says it will send hundreds of long-range missiles and armed drones to Ukraine. And it looks like there will be a runoff to decide the next president of Turkey. Longtime incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan failed to win more than 50% in the voting nationwide over the weekend. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. Apparently, some Democratic staffers were attacked by somebody wielding a baseball bat. This was in an office just outside D.C. This happened with two staffers for Democratic Representative Jerry Connolly. They are, the suspect is, I believe, in the hospital. The attacker was allegedly looking for the representative himself. He was not present, so instead went after his staff. The staffers are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries, but the person who entered the office is now in police custody. We're told that this morning an individual entered, quote, my district office armed with a baseball bat and asked for me before committing an act of violence against two members of my staff. This is according to Connolly. The district office is located in Fairfax, Virginia. He said, right now our focus is on ensuring they are receiving the care they need. We are incredibly thankful to the city of Fairfax Police Department and emergency medical professionals for their quick response. I have the best team in Congress. My district office staff make themselves available to constituents and members of the public every day. So this is not Fairfax, California. This is Fairfax, Virginia. He continued, the thought that someone would take advantage of my staff's accessibility to commit an act of violence is unconscionable and devastating. He's 73 years old, has been representing Virginia's 11th district for 14 years. I'm not really sure exactly what current legislation could have prompted this, but I think this type of activity is sick. And when individuals take politics this seriously that they lose humanity and they start to commit crimes against individuals who are just doing their job, we are in a sad, sad state. And I get very, very frustrated because politics, it almost seems like it's in everybody's best interest to have all this divide, where if you have the right versus the left and them fighting, if you're not with us, you're against us, it helps win elections. And I keep telling everybody, especially after every election, you know, don't let this mess with your family. Don't let this tear up your family, tear up your marriage. I can't tell you how many individuals are married to people who don't think politically like they do. That's probably, you know, you got two Republicans or two Democrats that might still differ on issues. You aren't going to be marrying somebody who agrees with you 1,000% of the time. But I've seen families get torn apart where they say, my son doesn't talk to me. My daughter won't talk to me. My daughter got so mad after the election that they won't come over. It's frustrating because if you can't talk politics with your family and you can't talk about your beliefs. Now, I've heard from family members that they think their other family members are racist. And I think, what did they say? Well, they didn't say that, but they were, you know, they're one political party or another. And it's like, you guys are family. It's blood. You know, don't be believing the rhetoric. Don't be, you know, this. And, you know, I knew early on that a lot of this was BS when I heard that Bill Clinton and George W. Bush were good friends. When Trump went to, Chelsea's wedding? Chelsea Clinton's wedding? And I get, you could later become enemies with people who you politically disagree with. I get that. But when you see that many of them go to lunch together, hang out together, they come on news stations together and say we're in agreement with this, or in a state, you see the Republican and Democrat politicians all, you know, in solidarity for the state, you start to wonder how much really is this divide. Now, I think there are some individuals that are very divided and they're very committing to that and committed to that and caustic and controversial and adversarial, and their base loves it and that's how they work. But I think when we stir things up and then individuals take it on themselves, especially with mental illness, to decide to attack them, we're doing something wrong. And I hate it when I see that congressional individuals, their lives are at risk, or people who are city council members. It shouldn't be like that. This is a free country, so if you feel one way or the other, you should be able to do that without somebody attacking you. And it's affecting staffers. People working for these individuals get hurt. So meanwhile, are they working together? Are the Republicans and Democrats working together? Well, they have to for this deal, this budget deal. Speaker Kevin McCarthy signaled that there had been little progress on the debt ceiling negotiations over the weekend. He accused Democrats in the White House of wanting a default more than a deal. He says, I think we're far apart. It doesn't seem to me they want a deal. It just seems like they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not taking anything serious, is what McCarthy told NBC and CNN. He says, it seems like they want a default more than a deal. Now, President Biden said there was progress. Treasury Department Deputy Secretary Wally Adeyemo said on CNN's State of the Union on Saturday that the debt ceiling negotiations have been constructive. Negotiations last week postponed a meeting between President Biden and four top congressional leaders scheduled for last Friday. Staff-level negotiations have occurred since the five leaders met last Tuesday. Another meeting with the five principals could reportedly occur tomorrow. Republicans are demanding spending cuts in exchange for raising the nation's borrowing cap. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said earlier this month that the nation could default on its obligations as soon as June 1st if Congress does not act to raise the limit, leading to severe economic consequences. So the problem we have is Democrats had offered a lot of spending, a lot of we're going to pay for this. And some of those things are really, really nice. But on the flip side, if you don't have that money, and we're also not getting money in. We haven't been collecting on student loan debt. We haven't been collecting on a lot of taxes that you know, we have individuals living here that don't pay taxes. After a while, you know, who pays? And when you have individuals choosing not to work, they're like, why? When a third of my paycheck's going to taxes anyway, I might as well just get Social Security, or I might as well just get welfare or whatever I can get, then we're not having the money come in. So we just keep raising the debt ceiling. Well, we can borrow more and we can fund more and print more. That's a problem. Biden's supposed to go on a trip to Japan and Australia. That's going to extend to a week. Then the Senate is going to leave town for 2 weeks after this week because of Memorial Day. House is going to be scheduled out the week of Memorial Day. So they need to figure out what they're doing on spending caps, permitting reform for energy products, new work requirements on benefit programs. And again, we have Social Security and Medicare that is not going to have enough funding. So we need to decide how we're going to fund that. And we're going to need to decide, are we spending money on other areas that should have gone there? Now, I don't think anybody's going to cancel it by any means, but if we don't have money for the individuals, especially the baby boomers who worked and put money into the system all these decades, that to me is a huge tragedy. I've been paying taxes so I would have Social Security later. Okay, my name should be on it. You know, we get in the mail these little things saying, oh, this is how much Social Security you'll get based on what you put into the system. And you're like, I can't live on that. That sucks. Shouldn't it be more? And I don't know if those things are BS, because by the time I need it, God willing, who knows how much you'll be there. A lot of individuals are like, I might as well take retirement now. So I hope they figure things out, and I don't want to see any more attacks. Unfortunately, we have a very, very divided country. People prefer to war than work together, and it's unfortunately going to affect all of us, because if they don't get their acts together and they don't figure, you can't just keep spending, saying, well, we're going to pay for this, we're going to have free college, free maternity, free paternity, we're going to pay for abortions, we're going to pay for birth control, we're going to pay the insurance companies for Obamacare, we're going to incentivize. After a while, the money runs out. We've got to be smarter with how we're paying for things. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the next big thing you're going to be seeing in your workplace or school or in society that is causing a ruckus is misgendering somebody. And my fear is many of us are going to accidentally misgender people because we have it ingrained in us to address people as sir, Madam, Miss, Mister, we got in trouble if we would call somebody by their first name. You get a whooping. If you were out with your parents and you said, oh, hi, Bob, you would get, it was Mr. And but I don't know his last name. Then it's Mr. Bob. But you always put Mr. and Mrs. in front of it. And you get in trouble. The biggest faux pas for centuries in written prose or whatever is not addressing somebody with an appropriate title. And so sadly, rather than calling people by their first name or risking, am I going to insult them, asking them, are they Mr. or Mrs.? Some individuals are winging it and just saying, Bob, Mary? Like, don't be calling me by my first name. A lot of people, they just don't know what to do. Well, apparently there was an issue at a Starbucks that got caught on film. In United Kingdom, the employee has been fired after they got angry by being misgendered by a customer. The former employee of a Starbucks coffee shop in Beresford House in Southampton berated a customer, refused service, and hurled accusations that the patron was transphobic after being offended by a misgendering. The incident took place at a Starbucks location in April. I think it was one of the franchises. The stores are partially owned by an individual who has invested in, yeah. And so the customer said, don't ever call me transphobic ever. And blank said, called me a her. You're being transphobic, Karen. Now get out. The customer said, don't ever call me transphobic. Now, I don't know exactly what, if she said miss or sir, I'm not sure. But the employee clapped next to the face, saying, you are transphobic, now get out. The customer requested a refund. The former employee refused and then accused the patron of a crime. You can't have one, now get out, you are trespassing right now. Footage also showed the former Starbucks employee, according to Fox News, after realizing they were being filmed, charging at the onlooker and attempting to grab the recording device. Give me the phone. The onlooker goes, let go of me, I've got witnesses, because they were recording the incident. Starbucks released a statement to Fox News Digital saying the licensee has confirmed that the partner employee no longer works at the company. Starbucks has no tolerance for behavior of this kind, and we are very sorry for the experience that this customer had. Police said they are investigating a report filed on April 30th as a quote-unquote alleged assault. No injuries were reported in the incident. Law enforcement said it is alleged that a staff member became verbally abusive towards a customer within the premises before assaulting a member of the public who was filming the incident. Our investigation into this matter requires ongoing at this time. So this is something that we're going to see over and over again. You're hearing people were misgendered. There was that medical student who was drawing blood, and she claimed, although I think she was just trying to get some attention by trying to show that she was a part of the club in terms of being a social justice warrior, saying, I stuck him twice when he made fun of my pronouns. Now, I don't know what the person said, if he looked at the pronouns and said, I think he looked at the pronouns going, she, her, well, of course you are. You're a girl. And she took that as an insult, even though she, I believe, was a cis female and not transgender, but then said on a Twitter thread that she stuck him and poked him twice when doing, with quotes, meaning, oh, she purposely missed, so she had to poke him twice. And this is something that we have a lot of people that haven't gotten the memo, where they're going to see she, her, theirs, or Z, and Z-E, or they, or them, and people are confused. They're not on social media. They've been working for a company, or they're a business owner, and they do their thing, and they don't, you know, maybe they watch limited news because of all the politics, and then they come out, and they say, excuse me, ma'am, I can't tell you how many times when I see patients in Alabama or Mississippi, they are very cordial. And when, rather than in the West, where if we don't hear what you say, we go, what? Say what? they will say, ma'am, ma'am, meaning to repeat. And so I'll repeat. And then I'll say something, they'll be like, ma'am, and then I'll say it again. Now, they're assuming I'm a ma'am, which is fine. I'm a cisgender female. I'm fine with it. But if there's somebody on the other end that gets offended, then that person, that patient's going to be accused of misgendering. And the society is evolving so quickly with this that not a lot of people are catching up. And so if somebody says, sir or madam, and I got to tell you, being middle-aged, we are talking decades, because as a kid, you got in trouble if you didn't address a person politely. And so I have to watch myself, because if I go, excuse me, sir, excuse me. So now I just say, excuse me. And I try not to say sir or miss, which is ingrained in you because you used to get in trouble with that. As we said, there was a superintendent, I believe, applying for a job. And when he addressed both ladies who were communicating with him, saying, I think he said something like, thank you, ladies, I appreciate your help with that. He didn't get the job. Because they said he should have known better than to commit a gender. It was gender committing. And he in education should have known better. So isn't it rude to just say, hey, Dolly, hey, Missy, thank you? And that, you know, some of us, and remember, I'm in the medical profession. So if somebody was a doctor, now I don't care. So many people call me Mrs. Wax. I don't care about titles. I'm fine. But in school, if you addressed a doctor not as a doctor, whoa. If you said, sir, mister, and they go, I'm a doctor. Like, whoa, sorry, doctor, doctor. Or if you called a non-doctor a doctor, that was insulting also. Because then they would have to say, but I'm not a doctor. It was a mess. And so it's. I think we're going to just eventually require everybody to wear pronouns and then ask, how would you like to be addressed? But then some people are going to think that's passive aggressive. What do you mean, how would I like to be addressed? Isn't it obvious? We're going to struggle with this one. We already are. And when you see individuals get so upset that they're willing to fight with individuals over the subject, it's a shame. And again, I don't know. I don't know what the customer said. Maybe the customer had a big, huge rant that was full of transphobic slurs, but that's not what we're getting from the media. It sounds like it was like an addressing of miss or sir or... And we have a lot of individuals growing up in different parts of the country that still do that. Sir? Ma'am? So, this misgendering is going to be a mess. 1-877-DOLLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.